Okay, so you have two forms to fill out while I tell the story.
Ooh, all right. Ooh, am I the talent?
Yes.
Talent name? Excellent.
That is our favorite repetitive joke. Everyone is so happy to bring that up. It's like, what, I'm talent this time?
It's excellent. Well, I mean, it's the Austin Powers sex, yes, please joke.
Exactly, exactly.
It's that joke.
It's our own localized version of that.
Exactly.
But with the berry tabs, my sister actually brought some home for Christmas. I believe it was 2 years ago at this point. And they're little, I'd say like a flat Tic Tac. Like mm-hmm. They're not very big, but it's just this little thing that you just rest on your tongue. You're not allowed to do anything. You just let, it melt onto your tongue. And everything you eat thereafter will be berry, though it's accelerated by alcohol. We found
is accelerated how? Like the effects are accelerated, or it's like enhanced.
It's when you've been drinking, and then you do it, and then you continue drinking. You are messed up, and then you're messed up.
Got it.
Like you're off kilter because of the liquor, and then thereafter the sensory disruption. Where we did a whiskey taste test thereafter, where we had probably like Jameson, Patties, Redbreast, and two gingers. And we just had little shot glasses of each. And I had done one beforehand because I liked all of those whiskeys, so it's, why not just have all of them anyway?
Yeah, of course.
And then had the tab. And at one point in time, I had just turned to my mom, and I slurred out, "It tastes like berry." Like, it just kind of slurred out of my mouth. I didn't mean to say it. Like, it's like, yes, obviously, after taking this tab, everything will taste like berry.
Right.
But it's like, I couldn't help but say, "Oh my God, it tastes like..." And I elongated the berry for some reason. Like, it was so necessary at the time to make myself sound stupid, but it was so fun and weird.
So wait, it like overwhelms the taste and makes it taste like berry, or does it like
it confuses you because everything tastes like berry?
Like it replaces the taste,
so everything tastes the same.
Everything is basically every taste that hits your tongue gets immediately like masked by something else.
Huh.
Ah, all right,
but it doesn't last very long.
No.
Especially because I mean I was you know, drinking liquid, so it's just kind of burning right off of the tongue anyway. But at the same time, the length that it did last was long enough for me to get severely confused and entertained at the same time. And I'd love if they branched out into other flavors, like, it tastes like chicken, because how could you just say that about anything thereafter? But, yeah. It wasn't a long story, but it's something.
Well, are the tabs like just part of the fruit, or is it like a condensed version of it?
It wasn't a distinguishable berry. It was just like...
So, but do they grow in tabs, or are they processed into tabs?
Processed into, I'd imagine.
Okay.
Because it's a little like... It looks like little candies. Like, you know what it looks like? The little tabs that you drop into vinegar when you are going to color eggs.
No,
I don't know if anyone else used the tabs, the little...
Is it like a chiclet?
It's like round smaller.
Chiclet? Smaller than chiclet?
Almost like a sweetened tart, but like a super small one. That was the thing that came the column of them, right?
Yeah.
It was like the... Mm-hmm.
Now and laters. No, sweetened tarts?
What? Sweet tarts.
Sweet tarts.
Smarties. It was the size of a Smartie.
Smartie, got it. Understood.
I was trying to find the right candy.
I'm with you. We're all on it.
It was flatter than a Smartie, probably?
Yes, it did not have the concave design of a Smartie.
Okay. Okay.
But it was like kind of the pastel of a Smartie.
Okay.
Pastel and size of a Smartie, but the like bulked up cousin. The roided up cousin of Smarties.
Okay.
So if you ever see him in the supermarket, pick him up.
Yeah, thinkink.com.
Yeah.
Among other places. So I didn't really have a mic check in mind, but I thought that maybe the game that you two got me could serve some purpose.
Ah.
So what? What is this game?
Yes.
Jake, if you wouldn't mind, there is a large game box right by you. The Wise and Other. Yep, Wise and Otherwise.
Ooh. I'd started playing a board game for the first time this last week, and it was very good. If you're like board games, I would recommend it. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's Arkham Horror.
Yes, I have I have the cousin of it right by you, called Elder Sign.
Yeah,
very similar.
Arkham Horror was very, very fun. It was a 4.5 hour game.
Mm-hmm.
We had 5 players, I think, but it was really good. Super. I mean, I would highly recommend it. It's a good party game to sit around. You can talk about whatever you want, and like it's like a background game,
yeah,
kind of a deal.
Oh,
it's,
cool.
It's a little involved. So the first time it's going to be a little hard, but after that, it's a really good, like, kind of, I don't know. It's a good game to sit around and play with a bunch of people.
Right. Elder Sign's a very similar way where, like, there are people who've played before who kind of direct traffic almost. Mm-hmm. And then the other people's like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. But then about halfway through, they're like, oh, I can do this, this, and this. So I should definitely, like, hop in here. And, like, it kind of evolves upon itself. But Emily got me the expansion pack for Elder Sign. So at her party, things have to happen.
Oh,
yeah. But so Wise and Otherwise is... similar to Balderdash, I would say, in terms of execution and gameplay. Yes. One of us will take care of that. You got both of them? There's 2 pages.
I have not.
But the structure on which this game is built is that it has all of these old-timey wise sayings from different countries. So it's you get the first half of a saying, and then the goal is for people to submit their belief in which would be a believable tag end to the saying, going up against the actual saying. So then people vote for that which they see fit would be, oh, other people believe this is obviously what the answer would be. You know, try to gain points that way, if this makes sense. You know, Balderdash, but with smart words.
Cool.
So I thought... producer Katie could read a couple of the options, and then rather than try to actually play this as a game, just kind of get our creative juices flowing and have everyone come up with what they think would be a good tag end, and then we find out what the actual answer is.
Cool, and just see who got closest.
Closest, or who had some really funny barb to throw at Belarus or Ireland or Germany.
Cool.
Because they are actually tied to, this is an old German saying, .. So that way you can kind of contextualize if it's, like, very rigid and efficient or drunk.
So if I get... I was just reading this. If I get too drunk, it's going to cost me $150.
Yes.
I'm not really seeing that as happening.
And my friend Curtis drank almost, like, half a bottle of vodka.
Yeah. I could probably do the same. I just think that... I just wanted to say that...
Yeah, you know, damage has been done, but as long as you do... so little damage that we can still edit it out and save the show.
Oh,
I'm fine.
I'm very composed, and I will continue to speak the whole time.
Yeah,
so it'll be good. Well, and I'm not going to get drunk, so don't worry about it.
I was going to say
maybe in the future
you can
I'll
be
bring
drunk
something?
The whole time, but it's more so as long as we don't sit there and go, "Come on, guys, let's try to get somewhere."
Oh
where,
yeah, not falling asleep on you.
Yeah, no, exactly. So it hasn't, like Katie said, it hasn't happened yet, but it's just something we like to throw in there where somebody wastes everybody's evening. There should be some compensation involved.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, I go out, I buy booze, and we get all this stuff set up. It's kind of like the $60 minimum.
Yeah, and if you're prone to that happening, you're not going to have read that anyway.
Exactly.
So nicely done, guys.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah, I'm a fan of small print, but I made it large enough to... make it kind of user friendly.
Yeah.
But okay.
So I'm gonna get the deck out here and you're reading stuff.
I can read that stuff instead.
We're gonna go to this, we're gonna go straight to this guy.
Yay.
Nice.
Just stick with these.
Oh. Alright.
So we'll tag team on this.
Okay. Cool. Dan and I are a team. I think that gives him an unfair advantage, and I'm okay with it because I make the rules.
But I have a beer in my hand,
there you go.
So it'll be okay.
Yep.
Well, sounds fair enough.
Also, I want to point this out. I bought a beer for myself. It's called Space Ghost.
Coast to coast.
No. It's an imperial stout brewed with chili peppers.
Excellent.
Oh, nice.
How is it?
It's okay.
I recently had a beer that was brewed with peppers, and it was. It may have been my fault that it was so strong. It was Stone's Crime. They came out with a Crime and Punishment combo. I only had the Crime, but I had bought it, and then I promptly forgot about it and left it in my car, and it definitely froze solid. It has a cork on the top, and it was pushing the cork out because it was frozen.
Right. Ooh.
So I don't know if it like freezing and then me letting it melt and then drinking it somehow like made it super, super spicy, but it was... very intense. I would recommend it if you like beers with chili in it, because it was definitely an enjoyable thing to drink, but it's a sipping beer for sure.
So compared to the chili beer that you had before, would you say that was the lager... Actually, no, I should ask this first. What kind of beer was it initially? Like a lager, stout, ale?
No, it was a stout. It was a dark stout. But based on the chili beer that I had drank, the... intensity of the chili within the beer was probably about 15 to 20 times as intense as that one.
So it was pretty aggressive.
It was very aggressive. I would recommend it, though.
But so it's basically like adding sriracha to a beer.
Oh,
it's like it jumps up very quickly.
All right.
So, okay. I don't know if any of the
cards
spark your fancy.
Yeah, the first one that caught... my fancy was from my homeland.
Which one?
America.
No.
Sweden, Scotland.
There's an old Swedish saying.
Uh-huh.
Love or fire in your trousers.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
So we all fill in the blanks there. One more time.
Love or fire in your trousers.
Means you're going to the pharmacy. That's my contribution. That's pretty good. Condoms, cream, something.
Lover fire in your trousers fills the winter with arousers.
Oh, I didn't know we needed to rhyme. Damn it!
You don't have to. It was a choice.
No. It's a good choice though.
I like it. Love and fire in your trousers.
Oh, the arsonist just can't. Never mind. I'm not going to keep going.
Love and fire?
Love or fire.
Yes. Okay.
So if fire arouses you, arousers in your trousers. I like that.
Love or fire in your trousers.
Jake, I don't know if anything really immediately struck.
I mean, I'm thinking more of like... post love. Either way, got to change them.
I like that. Got to change them. You're going to Old Navy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'll
go with that, actually.
Just for Nelson. Yes.
Yes. Love or fire in your trousers. That's funny.
Okay, so the actual answer is...
I'm very intrigued.
Love or fire in your trousers is not easy to hide.
Oh, nice.
You gotta change them.
Nicely done.
All right.
Well done, Sweden.
Okay.
All right.
Nice.
I cannot pronounce that. Holy shit. Okay. There's an old Tanganyakan saying, he who gnaws the bones knows... dot, dot, dot.
He who... gnaws the bones.
Knows.
His dentist
like
well.
Understands. Yeah.
He who gnaws the bones knows his dentist well.
Yeah. That's mine. He knows his dentist well. Or, no.
He who gnaws the bones knows he wishes he could go back for seconds.
Okay.
He wants a second bone. Haven't you seen because all the meat's bones? Gone,
and he's still hungry.
I like that. Yeah. He who gnaws on the bone knows the meat is gone.
Yeah. I'll go
he's
with
got
that.
To really emphasize the gone.
Yes.
Feel free to think out loud because silent radio is really captivating, but still.
Yeah. No, it's hard because I don't understand if, like, is it supposed to be really teaching something about, like...
What country?
It
what country?
Says it's a Tanganyika? Okay.
Would that be Tonga?
It's Tanganyikan.
So that's the descriptor of the people?
The people.
Tanganyikan?
Yeah, Tanganyika and Zanzibar. Tanzania. Tanganyika.
Those people
have a saying that goes,
he who gnaws the bone
knows
that other guy pretty well.
Nicely done. Yeah.
A couple levels on that one. It's good.
He who gnaws the bones
knows
the best hunting grounds.
He who gnaws the bones knows how he will swallow them.
I haven't learned anything from that.
Nope. I'm with it.
Here's a nice simple one.
You have to have a plan. You gotta have a plan.
Do these cards include explanations?
No.
It just says this is what they said.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
There's an old Nigerian saying, a bearded man is ...
Awesome.
Says the not bearded man.
Naked underneath.
Oh, nice.
I went with he has to have a beard.
A bearded man is.
Or his whole body is just bearded.
The whole thing has been bearded.
This is a cousin it saying. He was bearded, naked underneath.
All right.
Oh, no, I saw.
Okay.
I'm on top of it.
It's the bearded man ... correct?
The bearded man is.
Or the bearded man is.
The bearded man.
Bearded is.
A bearded man.
A bearded man?
A bearded man.
A bearded man is.
Oh, I thought it was like a deity, like the bearded man. Sasquatch.
Where is this from?
Nigeria.
Nigeria? Do they grow a lot of beards in Nigeria, or is this...
I don't know.
They're harvested.
It could be.
It's like a bearded man is not to be trusted. We've never seen one before. I don't know what their facial hair norms are like.
Trust not.
A bearded man is knowing of the way the wind blows.
I like that. I'm just gonna stick with awesome.
Awesome.
There you go. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Because
this one contradicts yours entirely, Jake.
Oh boy.
It's really a bearded man is a truthful one.
Oh.
Ah.
Yes.
I have a beard.
There's an old Arabic saying, the biggest nuts are ...
The easiest to crack.
Nice.
I'm going to go with the easiest to find.
Oh.
Yeah, like the most obvious target.
Yeah, it's like really obvious.
Yeah.
The biggest nuts are the lowest hanging.
Man, the biggest nuts.
Let's just stay on the same tangent.
Yeah. The biggest nuts are hardest to hide.
Wait, Adam, what was yours?
Easiest to crack.
That's actually really good, too.
The biggest nuts are those which are empty.
In what sense?
Kind of in a Ron Jeremy kind of way.
Okay. Got it.
That's going to stick with me. And now I want to know why the empty nuts are the biggest.
I'm going to look that one up.
Yeah.
Hmm. He who has put an... Oh, sorry. Yeah, there's an old Nigerian saying, another Nigerian one, because apparently they have the best sayings. He who has put an egg into a bottle... Dot, dot, dot.
Has not slept for 48 hours.
Is one patient man.
He's truthful, too.
Also truthful. And bearded. Yeah.
Prerequisites.
He's used the beard to help, like...
encourage it in.
Right. He's put the egg into the beard and then into the bottle and then pull. It's a process, guys. It's a very big process.
Oh, man. So give me the first...
He who has put an egg into a bottle?
Is that what it was?
Sure has a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah.
Has raised very small chickens.
Didn't say what kind of egg.
He who has put an egg into a bottle has a very large bottle.
Oh, also not described with the size.
Oh, wait. As not my official answer, but as a backup, is an expert in cryogenic freezing.
Hmm.
He's a harvester.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria, of course.
Okay. He who has put an egg into a bottle can easily take it out.
Ah.
Very true.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with that one.
Okay.
Right. And where'd it go? Okay. There's an old Canadian saying, which just makes me laugh.
How old could it possibly be?
A. Yes. All answers must end in A. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
There's an old Canadian saying, don't have your pants, dot, dot, dot.
Don't have your pants in the other goalie's goal, eh?
Oh, that's a hard one. It's so open-ended.
It is.
Don't have your pants. It's such a stumper. What are you going to do? Like, what can you do wrong with pants?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Don't have your pants filled with maple syrup, eh?
don't have your pants do the walking for you.
That's pretty on the nose, I feel.
Be your own man.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. No, I got it. I feel like you might have the real answer.
Cross my fingers.
That's double points.
I would be very impressed if we actually guessed one of these correctly.
Exactly. Yeah. That was actually kind of part of my goal, was just like somebody will jokingly say the actual answer.
How is it phrased one more time?
Don't have your pants.
Don't have your pants.
Don't have your pants and eat them too.
See, I was thinking also that, but I didn't want to go there. Don't have your pants off before poutine, eh?
Oh, there you go. I'm just going to go. I'll go simple. Don't have your pants too tight, eh?
They've been saying that for hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years.
But the real answer is?
The real answer is, don't have your pants laughing at your boots.
This is just about clothes matching.
It's an old Canadian saying. Is this about tucking your pants into your boots so you don't get snow in them? It's
black shoes, brown pants.
Words of wisdom from the ancient Canadians.
But brown shoes, black pants definitely can be done.
Oh yeah, it's probably a French Canadian saying.
Yeah, that's why it didn't translate well.
That's it.
How about? Let's do two more.
All right, sounds good.
Just to get things going.
All right,
this is fun.
Okay, I like the ending of this one. Okay, so
the dot 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 part.
Yep, you got me. There's an old Eskimoan saying: "Never pet a bear." Dot dot dot.
Never pet a bear unawares.
Never pet a bear on the first date.
Oh, nice. Ooh. I like that. Yeah.
Never pet a bear.
Never pet a bear down there.
See, and I was thinking of the Bare Naked Ladies song where I just made you say underwear. I was really trying to work that in somehow, but that didn't work. Never pet a bear. After Labor Day.
Mm. Mm.
They're white.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, we got one more.
It's
we
my
got one
turn.
More.
Okay.
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 We need more wise sage advice about bears.
Never pet a bear who has just eaten your dog.
Yeah, because he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Bear.
And I don't want that on the end, because he's a jerk. Oh, well, what can you teach us? Jerk.
Bears are jerks.
Oh, what's the actual one?
I feel the suspense.
Never pet a bear unless it's a rug.
All right. Ah.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so we need this last one to be a good one.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay.
It felt like one of those bad popsicle jokes that you were like really
right.
excited
yeah.
about.
Right. There's an old Yiddish saying.
Ooh.
When the lazy girls start dancing, ...
The buffet has run out.
All the good men are gone.
Hmm. Hmm. He said authoritatively.
Yeah.
Let's see.
When the lazy girls start dancing?
When the lazy girls start dancing.
Though I generalize, assuming it's like a wedding or something.
I thought that too.
Yeah.
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 It's kind of the visual I was getting to. Yeah.
Or like a matchmaking mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, who has speed dating with a buffet? That just gets people dancing.
No, it was hard to think about what would get lazy girls to dance.
Right, right, right.
In such a setting.
Can we do one more after this?
Oh, okay, one more quick one.
I suppose.
Hmm.
Unless we're struggling with this one.
No, we're not struggling. It's just.
When the lazy girls start dancing, the party has just begun, or it is about to end.
Either way,
I
take your pick.
I was thinking end would be a good one.
Take your pick. Yeah.
I have no idea what the Yiddish might
think of lazy girls.
What yeah. lazy Yiddish girls would dance for.
And what's their definition of lazy in terms of... Is it lazy for a very specific cause, or you're lazy about one specific thing?
I would assume towards dancing. I would assume they were lazy about dancing.
It's like, you know, the gossip has ended, like play the stereotype.
Mm.
But, yeah. What?
But I'm sticking with the buffet.
Yeah, I don't even...
For the win.
You got anything?
No, I don't even have anything for this.
No, I only hear you. You don't have anything answer. There's got to be yeah. some.
When the lazy girls start dancing, grab your latkes and run.
Ah!
There you go.
I was going to say, here comes Kanye or something.
Oh, they must be backup. They must be playing the chicken dance.
Yes. Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Nice.
Why wouldn't any Yiddish person think that?
When the lazy girls start dancing, hey, Macarena.
Oh, nice. Nice.
That's not the actual answer.
So, wow.
That's actually
little known. No, that was them.
That's where the Macarena came from. Is that saying?
That's actually one of the things that I say when something's going well. Hey, Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
Okay. When the lazy girls start dancing, the musicians go out to pee.
Mm.
Oh.
They're not good dancers, apparently. Nobody wants to see
that. It's highlighting their dancing more than anything else.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that. There's nothing worse than unenthusiastic dancing. It's a downer.
When
really.
The lazy girls start dancing, the DJ has no hands.
Basic.
Okay. Yeah, for modern times. Okay. Do you want an Italian saying or a Scottish saying?
Scottish.
Okay. Scottish. Yep.
All right. Give your tongue more. Dot, dot, dot.
Grab?
Give your tongue more.
Give your tongue more.
Give your tongue more.
Exercise, because Scottish talking is exhausting.
Give your tongue more. Because the pub's going out of business. I don't know.
Time to think.
Be sure to give your tongue more Ovaltine.
And everybody's
disappointed.
Like, give your tongue more time to think. That's funny.
Give your tongue more time for...
Foosball.
Frivolities.
For...
The truck?
Give your tongue more time.
Yeah, no, time's not a part of it.
Yeah.
Unless that's where you're going.
Time's your own additive. Give your tongue more.
Give your tongue more. Okay. Right. I did that.
Anchovy paste. Okay. I don't know. They're Scottish. What do they taste? They eat haggis.
Deep fried thing. The deep fried anythings.
Give your tongue more.
Freedom!
Iron brew.
Iron brew. Yes. Definitely that. Give your tongue more...
Golf clubs?
Give your tongue more than your stomach.
Hmm?
I don't know.
Well, not bad advice, actually.
Okay. Give your tongue more holidays than your head.
Nice. Ah. I like it. Well done.
I like that.
Go eat not Scottish food. I got it.
No. One more? Just means don't say all of your thoughts out loud.
Well, I suppose we are running short on time.
We are eating time like a bagel.
Yeah, we are. Ooh.
Like a Scottish saying.
Maybe we can play more later.
Yes.
I like this one. There's an old Maori saying, a muscle at home, a parrot abroad. What?
A muscle at home, a parrot abroad?
Yeah. You're clammed up, but then you'll be colorful and squeaky. Yeah. I got it. I understand.
Oh, I was thinking muscles.
No. A coward has no scars.
I thought like big muscular dudes. Muscle at home.
I somebody who... comparison of food versus...
Because parrots are delicious.
There cannot be two stallions in the same small troop of camels.
What? Yeah, that just causes trouble.
I mean, camels are racist. I understand.
I feel like that should be like a DreamWorks movie now. The camel stallion, like it'd be the next
ugly duckling of quadrupeds.
The beautiful camel.
So he hears voices at the same time that he thinks he's a stallion? Or he's surrounded by stallions?
You'll never grow up to be ugly.
But this is a time to get another beverage if anyone needs anything else before we start. Or a bathroom break or anything of the like. Put this back in the box. There
we go. The wise and otherwise box.
A box inside the box inside the box.
Now available at Games by James.